You're on the local Asian station.
In the summertime, when the weather is warm and the English strip at the least bit of sun, and they always say, is it hot enough for you, Mrs. Patel? Turn on Masala FM and just tell your stupid neighbors, go to hell. It is all right.
Oh, God. How are we supposed to work in this heat? How can you concentrate, Khalid?
Must prepare tonight's show, Shanta, my dear.
Well, I admire your professionalism. You haven't even moved for half an hour.
That is because I fear my lower regions are stuck to the vinyl covering of the settee. One moment. Oh, dear. Shanta, just check I'm not displaying an invisible panty line.
I better not. Half the women in here would never forgive me. Hang on. These radiators are on.
Oh, yes. This is quite usual with our good old green room. A fridge in winter, a veritable tandoor in summer. Maybe I'll wear shorts tomorrow.
This is ridiculous. We're dropping like flies. I think we should stage a walkout in protest against these inhuman conditions. Who's with me?
Yeah! Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, afternoon, people. Isn't it a lovely day? Did I interrupt something?
Well, yes, you did, as a matter of fact, Mr. Krishna. We can't work in this heat, and we won't. Isn't that right, folks?
Oh, I see. Well, then maybe you won't be needing this. Bring it in, Sonny, my love. It's a cooler system. It was just lying around in one of my houses in India, so I thought I'd bring it over.
Excuse me, sweetie. I was the one who had to carry the damn thing through customs, okay?
Indeed. It's almost as heavy as your drinks allowance, Sonny, my love.
A most generous gesture, Mr. Krishna, sir. Shall I plug it in?
Go ahead. Enjoy. Now, now, people. Gather round for a pep talk. First item on the agenda. Is Mr. Vippy's arrival, apparently. Can I get you anything, Sonny, my sweet? Do they do vodka-flavoured mivvies yet?
Go to hell, Ram. I hope you choke on your flake, which is more than I ever do, unfortunately.
Khalid, keep an eye on her.
Oh, I hate my life.
Where's the stationery storeroom?
Second door on the right. Uh-huh. Anything I can get for you, Sonny?
No, no, you just sit there and look tasty. Yum.
Now, Mr. Cooler, just a quick flick of the switch and... My program notes, they're going up the air vents. Could somebody... Oh, dear...
Rez, do you mind? I'm on air. Have some respect for my suicidal public.
Well, I want to try that new double chocolate magnum, so I'll just put this call through first.
Rez! Oh, why are the men round here so damn useless? And if you want to know the answer to that, you can get my self-help tape, Why Are Men So Damn Useless? Available at Lucky's Panwala booth and all associated outlets. Anyway, come in, caller. Raj from Ilford?
Hi, Auntie G. How are you this lovely morning?
Oh, well, nice to get a caller with some manners for a change. And such a well-educated voice. I bet you've got a degree.
Two, actually. And I did have a wife.
Pardon?
Yes, until she rang you up last month and you told her to leave me. Remember?
Well, of course not. I get so many callers.
This man of yours is as useful as a fart in a sari. Get rid of this violent, psychopathic torturer before he kills you. That is a direct quote, I believe.
Violent, psychopathic, torturer? No, doesn't ring a bell.
You don't remember. You open your stinking gob and ruin people's lives and you don't... Oh, pish, no change. Oh, well, why don't I come on over there and remind you who I am, Auntie G?
One at a time. You, stop pushing that dollar around.
He bloody pushed in, not me. I'm the one waving a £50 note, my man.
Oh, great, Mr. Krishna. Are you buying then?
On second thoughts, he won't have any change. And anyway, you people should be getting back to work. Ratings soar when it's hot. Oh, sorry, laddie. I just slipped. You can get another ice cream if you join the queue.
Yeah, but when is something going to happen that's worth reporting? I mean, what earth-shattering headlines can I hit them with today? Mr. Whippy and Maraschino Cherry Scandal. Heatwave encourages people to disrobe. It's official.
Excuse me. Sorry, may I get past? So sorry. May I, dear lady?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Did he just call me lady? I must be slipping.
What's this, a bolero lolly? He's given me the wrong thing. This isn't a magnum.
No, but this is.
Oh, good one, yeah. Looks really authentic, too.
Is that building over there Masala FM by any chance?
Yeah, red door, mate. Can't miss it.
He's hot, he's mean, he's hip, he's new. Better looking than that guy from Babylon Zoo.
Look out your daughters, it's Maz, Maz Zoo. Chilly. Chilly.
It's all right, Tina. You can come in. The coast's clear.
Oh, Maz, you really do work here then, innit? I thought he was lying about being a famous DJ and all.
This is it. Here is where broadcasting history is made, where funk and street and ethnic cred get mixed in with a fundamental Punjabi vibe that becomes what you see before you, Maz Mazoo. Right. Want to see the stationery cupboard now?
What for?
Because it's got a chub lock and a very, very soft carpet.
What kind of girl do you think I am?
Help me.
What's that?
Stuck.
Maz, what's going on?
Did not mention our resident ghost. Yeah, some poor cleaner years back got stuck in an air vent over the summer holidays. Wasn't much of him left when we found him, but we were suddenly overrun by these incredibly well-fed rats.
Ow! Rats! Oh, Maz!
Oh, it's okay, Tina, I've got you now. You want to sit down? Uh-huh. Stationery cupboard, second door on the right.
If you're alone,
well, I would be taking more of your calls if there was any bugger in the sound booth to give me a hand. But instead, let's talk about meditation. As you know, I have a personal guru, Sri Alu Gobi, who has for years eaten my food, driven my Datsun for free, and in return taught me the value of inner peace and calm. Oh, bugger! A big man with a gun! Help! Help me, someone!
Oh, sorry, I should have knocked. Are we on air, perchance?
What are you doing? Who are you? Get away from... Oh!
Pardon me, may I? I just speak into here, do I?
Not too close. You'll pop the mic.
Oh, okay. I am Raj from 29 Fairfax Road, Ilford. And I am just like all of you out there because I listen to Masala FM, along with my wife. My lovely wife, Preeti. But she made a mistake. She believed what she was told. She put her faith in the ramblings of a senile old agony aunt instead of in me. She should have talked to me.
That's it. You guys clean me out. Nothing left here. Nothing to see. Go on, bugger off.
Turn your radio up, Whippy Saab.
You want this crap? I can get Melody FM if I waggle the aerial a bit.
Do you mind? I own that crap. Now turn it up.
Crap advice. Preeti, I know you're listening because it's Tuesday and you'll be grouting the downstairs latrine. Forgive me, Preeti.
Oh, isn't it sweet? Takes a lot to say sorry, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Much easier than helping her grout the loo.
I'm here with Auntie G right now. Just the two of us. And I've barricaded the front door.
But I sniff something wrong here. Something wonderfully, deliciously wrong.
There, what you're really like. My life means nothing without you, Preeti. That's why I've come here to Masala FM, to kill myself, live on air. No, what am I saying? I don't mean that at all.
That's a sensible boy. Now put the gun down.
No, I'm not going to shoot myself now. I'm going to shoot Auntie G first.
Oh, my God.
Then me. Sorry about the confusion.
Oh, my God! Quick, somebody...
Right, people, don't panic. Let's pull together on this. Shanta, run over to the phone box and alert the police.
Right. Well, who are you calling then?
The press, of course. Everyone loves a siege.
Oh, my God, what's that?
It's just a photocopy of Relax.
Your best word's just copied. That worries me.
Well, I hope you don't have your name sewn into your knickers or you're in trouble, sweetie.
Sunny, Mrs. Krishna, we were just looking for some envelopes.
Oh, it's okay, sweetie. I've looked for envelopes in some pretty crazy places myself. Growing up in India with a bloody auntie on every street corner, one had to be ingenious. Ram and I did it in a library once.
Oh.
Crime and horror section, appropriately enough. You kids carry on. Well, you can still be bothered.
Yeah, look, thanks, Sunny. I mean, I can explain, you know. It's a kind of like...
Maz!
Oh, get back in here! Oh, my God, what are we going to do? There's no way out of here. Because how you die is how you remembered, you know? Like Elvis on the bog. Maz, who riddled with bullets in a cupboard with his non-designer trainers on. No, not me, man. No way.
Maz, you're scaring me, mate. What? What did you see?
There's a man... No, I can't. You won't be able to take care.
Oh, you mean the man out there with the gun?
It was a gun. You saw it too. Now, don't get hysterical, Tina. We're going to die. We're going to die.
All right. Better tell the police then and sit tight, eh? Here's my mobile.
Huh?
Good. Signal's quite strong in here and all.
Oh, great. Yeah, I was just going to suggest that.
Oh, you can let go of my neck now, Maz.
Well, Khalid, my friend, you really are paying for that extra helping of biryani last night. But microwave by my wife's own sweet hands, how could I refuse? My wife, my little girls, to never again share the hoovering with her. Type out her weekly stocks and shares report. Snuggle under the rajai together with a vat of rasmalai and an economy packet of condoms. What else is marriage about? No. No, I refuse to lose all of that because of my dead. Onward, Khalil. I wonder if anyone's missed me yet.
Well, do come in. Who might you be?
Don't tell him your name, Sonny. He's a ruthless, testosterone-crazed man with an unpredictable weapon.
Really? Sunny Krishna, wife of the owner of this dump, charmed, I'm sure.
Wife of the owner, eh? Oh, no, this is just too fortuitous. Stand over there.
Oh, no need to push, sweetie, a big strong man like you.
Don't annoy him, Bevakoof, he's crazy. And by the way, we're all on air.
Oh, that's right. Well, let me just tell the listeners what I have before me. Two prime examples of Indian womanhood. A rattled old bat with a god complex. And you, Miss Bollywood, 1965. A tarty old soak who probably has sexual intercourse with her husband's mates for the price of a lager.
Lager? You obviously haven't bought a drink for a very long time, sweetie.
No, I haven't. And shall I tell you why? Because I've been breaking my balls supporting my wife and all I ask back is a little respect. There's nothing to live for. If I go, I'm taking you with me, bitches.
Oh, I don't blame you, Yar. Go ahead.
What? You're not in one of your bloody Hindi B-movies now, you know. This is England. Try some irony, for God's sake.
Why not, huh? Huh? When passion turns to poison, when a night in together becomes a nightmare, and foreplay becomes a golfing term, you're dead already.
That was poetry. That was my life.
Well, snap, sweetie. But I cope differently. I'm an Indian woman, like you said. That's why I've got this bottle and you've got that gun. Go ahead. Shoot.
No, Sonny, my life, my love, no! Sorry, did you get that, the BBC guy in the corner? I'll do it from this angle. Sonny, no! Gentlemen! Naturally, as the owner of Masala FM, Britain's premier Asian radio station, sponsored by Deep and Crispy Corn Oil, cholesterol has never tasted so good.
And as the husband of someone about to be shot...
Shanta, please!
Well, don't I get an interview then on our biggest scoop.
No point. Can't transmit it, can we? Do you mind? You're in the way of the sun photographer.
No, no, you stay there, darling. Can you open the top button? Cry a bit for me, cry a bit. Go and lick your lips. Lick your lips.
Ah, the SWAT team have arrived at last. Officers, will these Deep and Crispy logo T-shirts fit over the flak jackets, do you think?
Mr. Krishna, has anybody tried talking to him?
Shanta just got a call from Khalid's wife. I think he's in there, and one from Maz's mum.
Maz? Well, no, it was his day off today. I'm sure it was.
His mum reckons he was coming in to do some research.
Stationery cupboard. Well, it serves him right, little sex-starved toe rag. Oh, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Where are you going?
Ilford!
Hold the beat, stop the beat, drop the beat.
Masala FM, live them the loo. Hot and fast and stays with you. Masala FM.
Kick it.
Rita, have you got the news on? Did they pronounce my name right and all? Yeah. Oh, was my mum crying? Oh, no. Yeah, he's right here. Want to talk to him? Here you are, man. Say hello to my friend Rita.
Hello, Rita.
Told you, it's a lovely voice, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. Got a call waiting. No, I'll call you. See ya. Hello? Mum, yeah, we're fine.
And I thought there wasn't a hell.
Come on. Oh, come on, come on. You've got to be in.
Yes?
Are you Preeti?
Are you another journalist? Doing?
Yes, I am a journalist, but I come to your door as a woman. And I've never done this before, but I'm going to make your life hell until you talk to me.
Well, come in then. The Sky News team have only just gone. I think I've got some Garibaldis left.
Oh, right, thanks. You're not listening to your husband threatening murder over the airwaves?
Heard it all before, haven't I? Black coffee only, sorry.
Thanks. Preeti, I'm a feminist. I'd never advocate any battered woman giving in to this kind of violent blackmail.
Oh, he's never laid a finger on me.
Oh, I thought you'd...
I just got tired of the amateur dramatics. Last month he tried climbing Big Ben to throw himself off, just because we didn't agree about wallpaper in the downstairs lavatory. He gets the ideas from whatever film he's been watching. We rented Speed last week, and sure enough, he tried hijacking a passing vehicle after a row. Good job it was only a milk float.
But he is... definitely sick, isn't he?
No. He just can't take criticism, like most of them. I bet you that gun's something from one of the kids' party bags.
But what if it's real, Preeti? My friends are in there with him. One friend in particular. He's hopeless in a crisis.
And you want to save him, eh, Miss Radical Feminist? Look, I'm sick of it. It's not my job anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Oh. We keep making allowances, digging them out, so they never change. Maz is only in there because he let his trousers do the walking. Shame people have got to die, but hey.
Well, I told you, that gun of his is just a plaything.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the 25 armed marksmen surrounding the building. I don't think they'll ask to see his Toys R Us receipt before they shoot, do you? See you, Preeti.
Oh.
Oof. This place could do with a jolly good clean. I wish I'd got my Mr. Muscle All Surface Cleaner. So much rubbish around. Oui, what's this? The shell of an old Bakelite radio. Several bits of fuse wire and some chewing gum. It's crazy, but it just might work.
Well, no one's exactly breaking the door down to rescue you ladies, are they? Bit disappointing, really.
Oh, come on, Yar. Nobody gives a damn about any of us. Three losers in a two-bit radio station. You couldn't even pick the right place to hijack, sweetie. It's so sad.
You're right. But a dead body might just up the stakes. What's that? Where's it coming from? Where, damn it?
Hello? Is that Masala FM? Just wanted to make a comment on the gunman, please.
What? Who the hell are you?
Yes, it's Mr. Deer from Leytonstone. Just been listening to the siege, you know, and just wanted to say good on you, mate. About time we put these women in their place.
Really? Well, thank you very much. It's nice to know one's appreciated. There's a light flashing.
Follow on call blue button.
Yeah, hello?
Is that Rambo Raj?
Is that what they're calling me? Really?
Oh, my God, is it you? Listen, me and my friend, right, we think you've had a really tough time, yeah, and your wife don't know how lucky she is to have a real man.
Oh, well, I feel pretty secure in my own maleness. I don't understand why some females have a problem with this.
Yeah, anyway, we think you're great, right, and you can give us a call any time on 4370772.
Really? Gosh, thanks. Has anyone got a pen? Anyone?
Oh, God, he's finally found an audience. What is going on?
We've got the Wolf Press here, cable TV from Fiji, Shoppers Weekly from Ecuador.
But the demos! God, look at all those banners.
Men's groups on one side, women's on the other, seems to divide the whole nation. Except for him, Binky, the Hackney Transvestite Coalition.
Raj is right. But then again, so is his wife. I feel sorry for both of them.
Any luck in your travels?
No, not yet. I'm not hopeful. Listen to all that hatred out there. It's the oldest, longest-running war in history. What chance have we got?
But why can't you just storm the building, officer? How long can we wait?
My men are on standby. But we've got some idiot interfering with their walkie-talkie frequencies.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? It's Khalid. Anyone got a map of the air vents in here?
Khalid, where are you? This is all I need.
Shanta?
Oh, Preeti. Preeti, you came, thank God. I knew you wouldn't let pride stand in the way.
Well, Raj doesn't have any life insurance and the bathroom's not paid for yet, so, you know. Well, anyway, I'm here.
Listen, you have got to talk to Raj before the troops rush in and it all gets nasty.
Well, I did try, but the radio line seems permanently engaged.
Masala FM Asian Station. But anyone can listen.
Maz?
What?
My mum wants to talk to you, innit?
What for?
Well, see, it's like this. Everyone in the family knows about me and you being stuck in here together. They're a bit worried about my reputation.
It's a bit late for that, innit? Do they know about your impromptu floor display at the gig last night, involving a feather boa and half the Pakistani cricket team?
Shut up, will ya? Mum's on the line. Anyway, they think it's probably best if we get engaged now. Saves face all round, innit?
I'm sorry?
Well, you said you loved me, and I could learn to put up with ya. Mum wants to ask you a few questions about your family's medical history. Maz? Maz!
It's my worst nightmare. And I'm awake. Marriage on this side of the door and death on the other. Sorry. No choice.
Mez! You come back here right now, innit, Mez?
Who the hell are you?
Mez Beta, you've come to save us.
Oh, hi, Auntie G. I'll mind the jacket, guy.
Save you, the skinny runt.
Oh, leave the kid alone, you goddamn bully.
Oh. So this is the kind of guy Indian women go for. The street spiv with no spine. No wonder I've been getting it wrong. Look at him, he's shaking.
No, I ain't. Oh, I'm cold, innit?
On the hottest day of the year. You interrupted me. You've made me angry. People were listening to me. Somebody was actually listening to me and you stopped them. That's it. I've had enough. That's it. I'm gonna do it.
Raj? Raj, are you there?
What?
Can you hear me? It's Preeti.
Preeti, where are you?
Outside in a phone box.
Oh, sweetheart, I knew you'd come and get me. I knew you wouldn't let me down. I want to come back, Preeti. Take me back, will you?
Well, I don't know. Come outside and we can talk about it, I suppose.
No, I want an answer. A promise.
I don't know. You've gone a bit over the top this time. Well, what do you lot think?
Yeah, give him another chance.
Don't be such a girl.
You're lucky he wants you back.
No,
they never change.
This is blackmail under sod off.
Quiet, please, please. We need absolute calm now.
It's a riot. Don't hit somebody.
Hello? Oh, I can't hear a thing now.
Oh, this is insane. I've had enough of this.
No, wait.
Shanta, don't go in there. Shanta, come back.
Hello? Can you hear me, Mr. Krishna? I can't imagine what's happening out there. Ah, the signal must have gone. Huh? Human voices. At last. Nearly there, Khalid. Just follow the voices, and I'll be home and safe.
Preeti. Preeti. Come in, my baby. Come in. You're not Preeti.
No. I'm Shanta. And I've come to take my friends home.
Oh, get in there, you mad bitch.
Shanta, baby. Not you too.
Shanta, what are you doing here?
Maz, you're safe. And you're on your own. I thought that...
Well, my stationary cupboard days are well over, Shanta. I've learnt the hard way.
Sorry to butt in on this touching reunion. Suppose you're one of those loony feminists out there come to be a heroine, are you?
If you like. But pathetic prats come in all flavours and sexes. He just happened to be a man as well. Are you enough of a human being to let us go?
You what? You were asking for that.
You touch her again or I'll kill you, guy!
What did you say?
He said touch her and he's gonna kill you, I think.
Oh, did I? Oh, bum.
Nearly there. Nearly there. I must be right above them. Oh, dear.
You just can't do it to me because I need me, man.
Didn't think this was real, did you? Let's end this now. I'm getting bored. Who's first?
Hi, Ram. Catch me, someone.
Auntie G! She's still breathing.
Not her, then. How about the Bombay Boozer over here?
What time is it?
No fun. Got to be you, then, Spiv boy. You vomited over my suede shoes. Just for that,
Khalid?
Oh, dear. Whose head am I sitting on? So sorry.
Grab the gun, Maz!
Oh, Maz, you saved me in it. You're so brave.
Katina, I am...
You pig!
Oh! Okay, breathe!
No, this is what I call a really good party.
Masala FM.
Oh my God!
Useless!
Please, you'll all get an interview now. The real story of the Masala FM heroes. Fire away.
Tim Wall, independent. What actually happened to him the siege?
Don't ask me, I fainted.
I hit my head as I fell, I'm afraid.
I was in the cupboard, Moslini.
Maz, tell us about the black eye. Did you get it tackling the gunman?
Yeah, go on. Tell them about your eye, Maz.
Well, it was like this, see?
I saw it all. Mr. Gunman slipped in Maz's sick, and then Khalid the Fatty landed on his head.
Can't you do better than that?
I've missed you too, sweetie.
Have they got Rambo safely locked up, then?
He's in the van. Preeti's gone with him.
What? She's standing by that pathetic lunatic.
They've done a deal with the News of the World.
What?
$100,000 to tell their story, and he's been offered his own radio show when he gets out.
Oh.
It's no justice, is there?
Oh, some people deserve each other, innit? Buy your coffee.
Yeah. Go on, then. Masala FM was written by Meera Sayal and performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Nitin Soni, Meera Sayal and Nina Wadia. The music was by Nitin Soni and it was produced by Liz Anstey.
And Masala